We haven't done a show together in a while.
It's been a while.
It has been.
You're listening to JD and Tammy Rucker as we deliver the NOQ report, or as we like to call it, the NOQ report. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the NOQ Report, the NOQ Report. I'm your host, J.D. Rucker, and I am unfortunately not joined once again by my lovely, brilliant, talented, and utterly patriotic co-host and wife, Tammy. Still on vacation, and you can tell that she's still on vacation because instead of wearing one of my standard button-up shirts, I had to bust out with the wintertime sweater. So there's that. Hello on Facebook to Holly in Ohio. Hello back to you as well. Yeah. sorry, reading the chat. I got to stop. We got to get to this one because this is actually, I will get back to the chats later. So keep on chatting, but I do want to discuss this. So for those who don't know, yesterday there was a reports of major breaches across multiple websites, multiple agencies, multiple, you know, infrastructures, everything from the Department of Commerce. There were major car companies that were hacked. It was utterly huge. And it reminded me of something that happened, 25 years ago or so, during the Oklahoma City bombing. I was in Oklahoma City at the time working at a little newspaper, the Edmond Evening Sun, when it happened. And there was a lot of talk, at least afterwards, in the conspiracy theory circles later, that, you know, it was awfully coincidental. A little bit of a deus ex machina that Timothy McVeigh, you know, he had basically gotten away. And he ended up getting captured, arrested, you know, by a small town cop who noticed that one of his taillights was out or something to that effect. I don't remember the exact story, but it was awfully convenient because then he was held. And then, of course, he was discovered to be the Oklahoma City bomber. But if his taillight hadn't been out, nobody would have known. He might have gotten away with it. He might be free today for all we know. You know? And that is, that was fortunate. That was, like I said, deus ex machina, an act of God of some sort. We don't know. We just know that it happened. And we might be experiencing something very similar to that right now. So SolarWinds Orion, the company that handled security, monitoring, file transfers, everything for these companies that were hacked, allegedly by Russians. And again, we're not talking about just a bunch of Russian hackers. This appears to be a state-sponsored attack. The sophistication that was involved in this particular attack seems to be very clearly based on, you know, with the type of resources that you don't get from just some random hackers in their mama's basement. No, this was a big attack. And it seemed kind of odd, though. You know, so things didn't jive because it's like, yeah, okay, so they were hacked, but what happened? You know, but keep in mind, I want to be clear. I want to go to SolarWinds customer list, which they've, of course, deleted from their website, but their partial customer list can be found on archive.org. And I want to read a little bit of this to you. It says that, you know, they have more than 425 U.S. Fortune 500 companies as their clients, all 10 of the top 10 U.S. telecommunications companies, all 5 branches of the U.S. military, the U.S. Pentagon, State Department, NASA, NSA, Postal Service, NOAA, Department of Justice, and the Office of the President of the United States. They also have on their client list all 5 of the top 5 U.S. accounting firms, and then hundreds of universities and colleges worldwide. These guys are big, okay? This is a big-time company. And yet, these hackers who had access, you know, apparently through a vulnerability that was ubiquitous amongst their clients, these hackers chose the Department of Commerce and Rolls Royce. And apparently, you know, from what we could tell, it was a hack that had no purpose. It's not like they were transferring massive amounts of funds or downloading specs to, you know, the next Boeing supersonic stealth rocket or whatever. I mean, it's as if they were just trying to signal us. Keep that in mind. It's kind of odd. Now, rumors started circulating this morning that they had as one of their clients Dominion voting systems. Now, Dominion has adamantly denied this. They said, you know, we have nothing to do with Solar Winds Orion. You know, we're not on their partial customer list, even though, again, the list was made up of companies like AT&T, not dinky voting machine companies. But still, you know, we're not there. It's not us. Don't worry about it. Except that's a lie. Let me take you to a screen. Let's make sure I do this right. Let's see. There we go. Okay, you should see on your screen, I'll describe it for our podcast listeners. It's the URL is dvsfileshare.dominionvoting.com. Okay. And this is a, you know, essentially for secure file transfer, such as the file transfers that would happen during elections. Now, before, there was a nice big logo down at the bottom. This logo in Code Monkey Z, Ron, on Twitter, he had screen captured and showed the logo of, you guessed it, I keep forgetting their name. It just doesn't roll off the, yeah, Solar Flare Orion or something to that effect. Yeah, Solar Flare Orion. Their logos, it was there, and he screen captured it. Well, it's gone now, but there is a link you'll see on the screen to serve-u. So we click on that, and it takes us to a new website. I'm going to go full screen on the live stream so you can see it without me. Now I'm back. I do apologize. So when I turned it to show the, I took myself off the air. Apologies, folks. And what makes it worse is that you can't even see the change of screen. So let me describe it to you again for those listening. If you go to serve-u.com, you will find that it is SolarWinds. Serve-u is designed to keep your files secure. Try our affordable and reliable FTP and MFTP file transfer software. That's pretty telling, if you ask me. But I'm going to try to show it on the screen just so that people can verify that I'm not lying. Of course, you can always go there yourselves, but I want you to know beyond a doubt what exactly serve-u is. Again, link to from the Dominion website itself. So let's go click there. Here we go. There. Now you should be able to see it right about now, and I will minimize myself instead of taking myself completely out of it. So there you see it. This again is linked to, if you go to their FTP site, dvsfileshare.dominionvoting.com, you click on the link at the bottom. They have removed the logo after it was discovered. The logo had, you know, did connect the Dominion voting systems to Solar Winds. I said Solar Cloud earlier, Solar, whatever. Solar Winds. Man, I don't know why I can't remember that. It's the age, folks. You know, it happens. When you get older, you start, certain things just don't seem to click. And I know that those who are trolling me right now in the chat probably say that a lot of things aren't clicking. But folks, I'm looking at it. You're looking at it on the screen. This is, again, clear indicator that not only is there a connection, but they flat out lied about it. We know that they lied about it because, again, they made a change to the website to remove the logo of Solar Winds Orion. So what does all this mean? You know, is this Is this a potential smoking gun? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. When will we see? Hopefully very soon. Why? Because SolarWinds Orion was raided today by the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, and the Texas Rangers. Now, when I noted that earlier, I had a lot of people who were like, oh my gosh, if the FBI is involved, that means that we're not going to find out anything. You know, it's done. The evidence has already been destroyed. And I did note that, hey, U.S. Marshals seems to be okay. I don't know them, but I haven't heard of them, you know, participating in any really bad stuff, anti-American deep state stuff. But again, they're within the federal government law enforcement. They could be deep state, but the Texas Rangers, on the other hand, definitely are not. I like and trust the Texas Rangers if they've got their hands on servers that would have been collected today at the SolarWinds Orion Austin headquarters. And if those servers happen to have something on them, perhaps some Dominion voting systems information, this could be it. Look, I'm not big on Deus Ex Machina. I'm not looking for, you know, oh my gosh, guys, this is it. When it comes to miracles, I do believe in miracles. I do believe that God's will can do anything. And if this is an example of God's will at work, then we will see. Okay, we will. It'd be, again, a Timothy McVeigh moment. The Dominion's going through, Democrats are going through, George Soros is going through, the Chinese Communist Party, everybody's trying to cover their tracks in this little, you know, formerly secure and very trustworthy agency, or not agency, company that handles file transfers for Dominion. They're the ones that would have the original data from the vote on their servers. Think about that. Think about how awesome that would be. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are, I'm not even looking at the trolls right now. I will get to you. Just keep trolling if you want. I will definitely address as many of you as I can in the chat, but I mean, this is great. This is, and you know, it's conspicuous because again, we've had some great news today. We've had four states who have sent GOP electors, contested states. So we are officially in a contested election. That is significant. That's something that we must not downplay. Mainstream media is going to pretend like it didn't happen. Democrats are going to pretend like it didn't happen. Most Republicans don't even know that it did happen, unfortunately, because they're still going to Fox News or whatever. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of the conservative sites aren't covering it. I did do a post. I suggest you read it. Go to noqreport.com and you'll see a post that I did explaining why it's important that these electors went to contest the election. These Republican electors went to Michigan where they were turned away. But keep in mind, they were there. Based upon, I spoke to, chatted with David Dudenhofer, the dude who he was the Republican candidate who ran against Rashida Tlaib. He is now working with the state GOP, working with the electors and trying to make sure that we have our voices heard. We as the American citizens who still believe, based upon this clearly rampant voter fraud, we still believe that President Trump won. And so where does that put us? Well, by sending these electors, we do officially have a contested election. They can say all they want. Joe Biden can give all of his speeches that he wants in front of 4,000 people, allegedly getting, as Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit pointed out, you know, his acceptance speech after the Electoral College vote, he had 4,000 viewers on C-SPAN. 4,000. This guy got 80 million votes? No, he didn't. Give me a break, okay? To any of the trolls in there that are saying Joe Biden won, you're delusional. That's all I got to say. He might have won, you know, based upon the steal, but he hasn't won. He never won this election. And while a lot of people are thinking that the walls are closing in and time is running short, it is, but there's still time. And there are still reasons to believe that we're going to come out victorious. And there are still plenty of balls moving. This was one of them. What we saw today in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, I think Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, even, they are preparing for what could happen. They don't know what's going to happen, but it was important that the electors were there, whether to cast votes or to be blocked, because here's what happens. In a contested election, there is no constitutional remedy other than, you know, for Congress to step in. That is the only constitutional remedy. What we're offering, what these Republican electors are offering, is a secondary remedy, one that has, you know, it has been tried before and worked. Keep in mind, this has already happened back in 1960. Hawaii sent a secondary batch of electors, because they weren't sure. They had a contested election. And as it turned out, when all was said and done, when the courts were done, when they did the recounts after throwing out certain ballots, those secondary electors were the ones who were counted by Congress. So yes, that part is imperative. Carl Schaefer says, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada. I know Michigan got turned away. Maybe Georgia, maybe Wisconsin. I don't know. Yeah, there's been so much news today. My wife, you know, obviously she's not here. She called me. She's like, my gosh, have you been keeping up? And I'm sitting there making fried chicken, because that's what you do when you're the dad and your wife isn't around. You fry chicken because it's easy. I got to fry chicken today. That was very fun. First time for me. But yeah, you know, there is so much that's happening. And we have to keep that in mind. But I wanted to throw this out there. Yeah, call it a conspiracy theory if you want. Call it a theory, which is, again, all I'm stating are the facts. The facts are this, and I'll repeat them. First, we have the hack that happened inexplicably. Okay, let's be clear. With access through this hack to a multitude of juicy targets, it's as if whoever the hackers were, allegedly, supposedly, you know, state-sponsored by Russia, these hackers hacked things that were big enough to get everybody's attention, but not really big enough to do any damage. Why? I mean, was it just a fun hack? No, that's not how Russia or any government works. Maybe North Korea does things for fun, but nobody else does things for fun. They had a purpose. What could the purpose possibly be? If it turns out, you know, what did this prompt? Their hack prompted an immediate emergency response from CISA and the resulting raid that happened today, a raid that certainly grabbed servers. And the possibility, even just the slightest possibility, the Dominion voting system's original data from election night, that data is there, that data includes true counted votes versus manipulated vote counts. I mean, that would be the type of, you know, if you're an evil comic book hero and you're plotting things out, you know, okay, so we got to cover our tracks here. We got to cover our tracks here. We got to kill off this person and move this base over to the Bahamas or whatever. You know, that's the one that gets missed. Okay. Your file sharing company, the one that is ironclad, used by the federal government, the Pentagon uses them. You should suspect that there's zero chance that they're going to get hacked. And yet they were. Again, I keep saying Deus Ex Machina, but folks, anybody who's listened to these shows before knows that I do believe, you know, with a very strong certainty that President Trump is going to emerge victorious. And I have also said on multiple occasions that it will come as a result of what we would consider to be an act of God. It's, you know, to us, we look at this and we're like, you know, guys, there's bombshell after bombshell after bombshell, the Georgia video, you've got these thousands of affidavits, you've got, you know, pictures and all, everything's coming out. And then you've got today, you know, the information, the Dominion report. Okay. That was another bombshell. Okay. I mean, it basically says, look, Dominion voting systems was created specifically to allow for voter fraud. It's not that it was just like, oh, it's got some errors, it's got some flaws. It's like, I mean, it's like, okay, guys, we're going to design this house and it's going to be secure, but we're going to have this little pathway that nobody knows about in the back. And it's going to lead to a door that's wide open so that anybody can get in the house as long as they know how to do it. I mean, it's literally how it was designed. And why would you do that unless, again, it was designed as Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and Rudy Giuliani and so many other people, non-attorneys, have stipulated that this was intentionally done for the sake of, initially, to help Hugo Chavez back in, back in 2006, and now to help the Democrats, to help Joe Biden. There's just too many coincidences happening, but we look at it and we say, this is clear, this is blatant, this is unambiguous, do something. And then we look at mainstream media, refuses to cover it. Big tech quashes it, suppresses it, censors it. We look at Democrats, they're like, yeah, you know, duh, there's nothing to see here. We look at maybe most Republican lawmakers, at least a good chunk of them, are like, ain't nothing to see here. I guess we'll have to work with Joe Biden, reluctantly, you know, wipe the fake tears from our eyes. No, we're not crazy. There will be trolls right now in the chat that are saying that I'm crazy, that you're crazy, that anybody who believes in widespread, rampant, massive voter fraud is crazy. And we're like, but the evidence is there. So we've seen lawsuits that seem to make perfect sense to everybody except for the judge that's hearing it or the Supreme Court justices that are reading it. It's like, why is this, how is this not clicking? But then we think, if this is going to work, it's going to come out through some bombshells that I don't think we're expecting. I mean, nobody could have predicted this. If this is the smoking gun, if the Texas Rangers and U.S. Marshals, and I guess maybe you can say the FBI, if they currently have access to servers that demonstrate voter fraud through Dominion voting systems, if that information comes out, then we can say beyond a reasonable doubt that this was a miracle because nobody was looking. Okay, you didn't have anybody, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, nobody was looking at SolarWinds, Orion, just like nobody was thinking that the Oklahoma City bomber is going to be caught because of a busted taillight. Folks, we don't know how God works. We know that he does. We don't know why things happen the way they happen. We just have to be ready to react when they do. And I do believe that this is a chance. Is this going to be the smoking gun? No, I don't know. Of course I don't know. I mean, that's anybody who says that this is it, you know, let's check with Q, see what he says about it, or they, or whatever. No, I mean, we don't know, but it's interesting, and it's something that we should keep our eyes on, period. You know, one of the things that Patty Tiller on Facebook says, protect that server, you're dang right. FBI's involved. Oh, if I was a U.S. Marshal or if I was a Texas Ranger, especially, man, I would be, you know, there would be no chance of anybody going and Epsteining that server. Okay. Cameras stay on. We're going to add secret cameras over here. We're going to put a chain of men locked in arms, you know, only Patriots, only Texas Rangers allowed. No, none of this other stuff. So yeah, Joe Altman, Conservative Daily. Yes, you are right. He is a stand-up guy. Carl Schaefer says Eric Coomer. Say his name. For those who don't know, Eric Coomer is I think he was a vice president at Dominion Voting Systems. He's the one that says, you know, he was caught saying, you know, during an Antifa meeting that, don't worry, you know, I made sure, and he used several expletives. I made sure that President Trump isn't going to win. You know, nobody knew what he was talking about until it was revealed that was Eric Coomer, vice president and the developer of Dominion Voting Systems. Convenient? I think so. True? Absolutely. Robert just says Q just has a countdown timer. Look, I'm not against Q by any means, whatever it is, but I don't read it. I don't look into it anymore. I have in the past. Q lost me when they said that Robert Mueller was part of the plan, that he was actually working on with Team Trump to expose the deep state. That's when I thought, oh, no chance. This isn't real. Anyway, whatever. I'm not going to rip on Q. Again, nothing against Q at all. The You know, save the children, great. Expose the deep state, awesome. You know, but is it prophetic? No, I don't think so. Is there some inside information? Yeah, I think that's pretty clear. But some of it, especially the Mueller thing, that really threw me off. January 6th, people keep talking about January 6th. Let's address that real quick, and then I will get back to, because I was incomplete with my explanation of the series of events pertaining to SolarWinds Orion. January 6th, a lot of people have been saying that's the cutoff date. It's not. Okay. The only constitutional code, that's a code in the U.S. Code, Section 3 cutoff date. But the only constitutional cutoff date is January 20th. Between now and January 20th, if we have enough bombshells, if we have maybe just one big bombshell, maybe a bunch of little bombshells, maybe just enough to where we can finally say, hey, Fox News, hey, CNN, hey, New York Times, hey, Twitter, hey, Facebook, if you guys are really going to cover this up, then you are the problem. You're not part of the problem. You're not just rooting for the bad guys. You are the problem. You are participating directly in suppression of legitimate information, which is already happening. But again, I think at this point, because they're all in it together, they still have enough that they can suspend disbelief. It's like a movie, you know, they can suspend disbelief in the idea that all of this is just fabricated. It's not. Okay, these people, these affidavits, these are people that get nothing. Okay, sworn affidavits under penalty of the law. They get nothing, and yet thousands of them. If you really believe all of those people are liars, and you probably also believe that there's some P-tape floating around with President Trump and hookers in Moscow, okay? Forgive me for getting annoyed, but I mean, the hypocrisy is so ripe. You know, we saw what happened with Judge Kavanaugh with allegations that had zero corroboration, nothing. And it was covered as if it was you know, brilliant testimony and clear as day and above all reproach. And then we have Tara Reid, who had tons of corroboration, okay? Who had, if this was a setup, if this was a scam, then her mother was involved 20 years ago calling into Larry King Live to explain how her daughter had a crime committed against her by a sitting senator and had to leave. And what if they're asking, is there any recourse for her 20 years ago on CNN, on Larry King Live? If that was a scam and if her corroboration wasn't real, look, say what you want. Tara Reid was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. If you have any inkling of knowledge about this, and if you have any honesty in you, you have to acknowledge that Joe Biden sexually assaulted one of his staffers, and she quit, and she's been living in hell ever since. But no, Christina, now I'm going off on a Tara Reid rant. The point I'm trying to make is this, is that if there was 1/50th of the evidence that we have today for voter fraud in favor of Joe Biden, if there was 1/50th of that in 2016 in favor of President Trump, mainstream media, big tech, and Democrats would be saying that is clear. There's zero doubt. We have mountains of evidence, and you still have people, I'm sure, in the chat right now saying, show me the evidence. Okay, you're fools. You're sheep. I'm not trying to be insulting, but I am. I guess I am. You're sheep if you believe there's no evidence. You are sticking your head in the sand and saying, I don't see anything. You know, all I see is sand. This is, of course, there's no evidence if all you see is sand. You fools. Okay, sorry. Enough of that rant. Back to the topic at hand. So we established that Russia likely, state actors with Russia, likely hacked several systems through SolarWinds Orion, including Department of Commerce, including Rolls-Royce, including several that didn't seem to make any sense. Again, inexplicable. Why would they do this? Especially if they have access to the Pentagon, all five branches of the military, the White House, financial systems, telecommunication systems. There were some high-value targets. And yet they conspicuously picked a bunch, but all non-relevant, nothing to gain from this exploit. they hacked them for no reason, unless the reason was to signal to us, to the Department of Justice, to the Texas Rangers, that you guys need to be looking here at SolarWinds Orion, who may or may not have all the data that you need to demonstrate that Dominion voting systems participated in massive voter fraud, ballot manipulation, count manipulation. It's wrapped up in a nice little bow for us. Okay, and if, you know, to me, that could be a Timothy McVeigh moment. To others, maybe it's just the benevolent Russians. They really do like Trump, and they knew what happened. They figured out how to fix it. Or maybe it is the Trump team. Okay, I don't want to talk about Rudy or anybody, you know, or Trump himself or anybody like that. I'm saying maybe it is somebody acting on behalf of the president to get this exposed, knowing that nobody's looking in the right direction, knowing that time is waning. It's all possible. Again, I'm speculating here. But to me, when you look at all the, you know, circumstantial evidence one, circumstantial evidence two, you know, question mark three, odd event four, when you tie it all together, it's like, well, it kind of makes sense if this is intended by someone to point us in a direction that we need to go. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe there's absolutely nothing. But it's conspicuous that Dominion lied. They flat out lied when they said that there is nothing. They had no attachment, they'd never used anything. They're currently using it. You can go find it yourself. You can go to their website, dvsfileshare.dominionvoting.com. You'll see this is secure file sharing. If you click on the bottom link to serve you, secure file sharing provided by SolarWinds. Why would they lie? Why would they lie? Maybe we'll find out very soon. Let's go to some chat here. Q is a LARP. I don't know. I don't talk much about him, him, them, it, them, whatever, because I don't know enough. I know that the Q movement, the people that are in Q, seem to be nice people. They're trying to end human trafficking, child sex slavery, the deep state. Okay, so whether or not Q is legit or not, I know that the people who are supporting Q, who are part of QAnon, whatever loose group that is, they seem to be kind of pointing in the right direction as far as motivations. So I got no problem with them. Oh boy, Biden is a conservative Dem. Look at his record. Yeah. Okay. It's funny because that's not an untruthful statement. I'm going to scroll up in the chat to catch some of the ones that I missed because it appears that I missed a couple hundred. Ooh, wow. I missed a lot more than a couple. Okay. Q or Joe Biden, that may be true, that Joe Biden is quote unquote conservative compared to the radical neo-Marxists that are taking over the Democrat Party. But just because he personally is, we can already tell based on his alleged selections of people, there's nothing conservative about him. There's nothing even moderate about him. He's going to be driving a radical agenda. Is it going to be as radical as Bernie Sanders? Maybe. I mean, so far, I haven't seen him make any moves or any claims or any pushes outside of Medicare for All, which he's not pushing. Outside of that, he has not pushed for anything that Bernie would, and vice versa. He's not avoided anything outside of Medicare for All that Bernie would not have. So is he technically more conservative? Sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could say that. But he's a pawn, so it doesn't matter. But he's not going to be in the White House anyway. Let's see. You are keeping people informed that we... Oh, thank you. I'm picking out random ones, so I'm reading them as you guys are hearing them. Thank you, Angus Small from Facebook. You are keeping people informed, and we appreciate it. Thank you for taking the risk. Uh-oh, I didn't know I was taking a risk. Is there somebody... Crap. Is somebody watching me? The Russians. They don't want it known what they've done. Okay. Okay. Well, so back to the Q thing. Adam Askren, also from Facebook, says, I had an epiphany tonight that Mueller was indeed with us. Okay, I'd like to hear that one. We will see. I don't think Mueller is with anybody at this point. I mean, if you watched his congressional testimony, he didn't seem to like be with himself. He was pretty much out there, looked and talked medicated pretty badly. Robert Justice Trust Sessions was a bad call for sure. He was, as was, obviously, Bill Barr. I'm assuming we're talking about Jeff Sessions. Again, I'm just pulling these out randomly. Jeff Sessions was definitely a bad pick. He was a coward. Bill Barr, definitely a bad pick. He is not, but people keep saying he was, you know, deep state leader. He's not a deep state leader. He's a lackey. He's the deep state just commandeered him. Hey, Bill, come on. You know, we'll get you back in. We'll get you taken care of. We need you to do this. Get on Trump's good side and then slam the door on him at the end, just like Fox News did, just like Washington Examiner and Daily Caller and all the backstabbers out there. Let's see. You know, and then you had Whitaker. Whitaker was decent as acting attorney general. Above average, I would say. Did what he needed to do. Let's see. QAnon supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene is headed to Congress. Victory in Georgia. Absolutely. And we did interview Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is fantastic. Gosh, she's fantastic. Fearless. And you know why? Here's the thing. If you ever notice, people like Trump, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay, they didn't come from a life in politics. They came from private business. They worked their way up. Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene was like a fitness guru. She, I think, owns a gym. Yeah, big into CrossFit. I was watching her workout. I'm sitting there. I was losing weight by watching her workout. That's how intense it was. And I mean, you know, just a business person, a family person, wanted to do right by her community. Now she's going to Congress. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Judy Tui, also from a lot from Facebook today, says, get rid of the FBI Texas Rangers. Get Kumar, developer of Dominion. Remember, told Antifa, don't worry. Yeah, Eric Coomer. I remember told Antifa, don't worry, Trump's not going to win. Yep, he did say that. That we know. Needs to check the beds in Gitmo. You know, I'm a big fan of, I don't like sending people to Gitmo. I want to keep them here. So, but we'll talk about that some other day. I'll explain why. I actually have a reason why I would rather not have Gitmo even there anymore. It's... easiest way to put it, it's too much risk there. I'd rather, you know, just let's reform the system here. Let's find a nice supermax in the States where we can monitor them. No need to take them to a foreign land if they're our problem. Russian good guys, Simone asks, possibly. Okay, if you don't want to attribute this to an act of God, if it does pan out, then yes, it would be that the Russians are the good guys, okay. Or whoever is pretending to be the Russian. Again, this is alleged. Washington Post, and of course, they're using anonymous sources, probably the same sources that said that there's a P-tape around, but it has been, multiple sources have said that it is certainly a state-sponsored actor. In other words, the sophistication, the coordination, would have had to have been massive. We're talking about literally hundreds of hackers working simultaneously in coordination, very high dollar, again, state sponsored. And this would have taken months to completely do. Okay. Robert Justice in, not getting a whole lot of YouTube. I wonder if there, what are the chances that YouTube is censoring us? I'd say that's probably 100%. So we'll stay on YouTube as long as they'll have us. We don't think that's going to be very long, especially considering they're already talking about censoring anybody who talks about voter fraud, as we do every day. But we are going to Rumble. We have been on Rumble for a little while. So check us out, rumble.com. Freedom First Network, you'll find us. We get on the front page quite often there. Trump is orchestrating a world-class opera. And this, again, possibility is very, very, this hack, this everything could it could be on orders from Trump. We don't know. It will go down in history as one of the greatest moments in American history. And I think this could be, again, you know, this isn't just about history. I do believe, I've told the story, I'll give the quick version. I do believe this could be a Gideon moment on top of being a Timothy McVeigh moment. Briefly, Gideon, you know, told by God to attack the, gather an army, attack the Midianites. He gathered 32,000 men. God said, it's too big, send them home. So he sent home 22,000 that didn't want to be here. Took the rest of the 10,000, said, that's still too big. Said, take them down the river, have them drink. The people that lap up the water like dogs versus putting their hands in the water and dipping it and drinking that way, take those people and that'll be your army. It was only 300. So he had 32,000. He's down to 300. He's facing an army over 100,000. Some say over a million, but we'll keep it over 100,000. It was a huge army. And they were able to beat him. The reason they did this, the reason that God did this, because he wanted to make sure there was no doubt that this was his hand at work, that he was bringing the victory, that he delivered his people against the Midianites. And in this situation, we've tried everything. We have, as patriots, you know, our attorneys, it's like, guys, here's the evidence. Here's the smoking gun number one. Here's smoking gun number two. Here's smoking gun number three. Here's bombshell number four. Here's bombshell number 19, 20. Here's affidavit number 1400. And yet we can't get anybody to look at it. Why? Could it be that when they are forced to look at it, and I do believe they will be made to look at it, they being everybody, when they look at it, it'll be like, oh yeah, wow, we didn't see that one coming. We did not expect that to happen. And you'll have people like me saying, act of God. Miracle. Praise the Lord. And if it doesn't happen, that's God's will. I'm not going to argue either way. Look, I'm just here to keep fighting, keep trying, keep praying, keep doing everything I can. And to take whatever God's will is and react accordingly. We just have to keep trying to do better with it. And if that means pushing and pushing until the bitter end, until January 20th, not January 6th, keep pushing until January 20th, or until President Trump concedes, one or the other. It's the only two true deadlines. As long as we keep pushing until then, I think that we're doing right. And if, even after all that, Joe Biden still wins, so be it. That's God's will. Now we have to change our direction, figure out what we need to do next. But I'm not even going to speculate about that, because I do believe that President Trump still wins in the end. Let's see. Thank you, Fix Now. I like chatting at midnight, late night chats. It always seems to come late. You know, part of that is just because, again, with my wife and lovely, brilliant co-host out, I am I'm working on the 3-year-old schedule. So, Jared Light Whitaker, man, I'm not gonna. The chats are coming in much faster than I can keep up with. So, I think we're gonna call it quits on the chats at least, because I do want to do the recap again and drop at least one more important piece of information. Trey Gowdy explained that AG cannot confirm nor deny any cases that are active. That was his job, and he did his job. And that's true. Okay. Let's see. I think we're going to get to, I'm going to skip past a bunch of these. Sorry, I know I didn't get to any of you guys on Periscope. Apologies. Something about Trump being deep state. Weird. Okay. Enough of the chats. Back to SolarWinds Orion, the company that was raided today. This was dropped Hannity's show earlier. Not that I watched. I don't watch Fox News. I love Tucker. I love Hannity. I won't watch him. Okay. I'll catch the highlights on some YouTube channel, but I'm not going to turn on Fox News ever again. Ever again. Sorry. Okay. I know that that's not the most popular view, considering that Tucker still seems to be okay, and Hannity still seems to be okay, and there's maybe a couple others that are still okay. Yeah, but you know, there's plenty of other places to get our news, and Fox News hates us. They hate us as a company. They hate us. You know, it's like saying, oh, you know, I still want to watch movies because there's still Clint Eastwood and there's still, you know, there's still these decent, you know, James Woods, you know, these people that aren't really making movies anymore are still the, I don't watch Hollywood. I don't watch the NFL. I don't watch any of those things, but now I'm virtue signaling apparently. So I'm going to stop there. What I'm going to do is take a quick drink of my Freedom First coffee that I got through freedomfirstcoffee.com. I use the promo code NOCK, N-O-Q, and I got 10% off of the $17.76 price tag for this organic, fire-roasted, brewed, distributed, packaged here in America, and mailed directly to your door. Whole bean, which I get, I grind it myself, or you can get it already ground, you can get dark roast, you can get medium roast, freedomfirstcoffee.com. Promo code N-O-Q.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jared, I do love... Oh, Periscope, good. I get to address the Periscope people. Yes, I love Newsmax as well. I like OAN more. I know, call me weird or old school or whatever. I think Newsmax does a great job. I think Greg Kelly and others over at Newsmax. Okay, I love watching Spicer. Spicy. But I prefer... I like OAN. I like their reporting better. I just do. You've got others, NTD, which is affiliated with China, but not the Chinese Communist Party. They're actually against the Chinese Communist Party, affiliated with the Epoch Times, I believe, if I recall. You know, you got Right News. There's so many. I should have it pulled up. Right News Broadcasting, Next News, American. There's plenty out there. Okay. Plenty out there. So just stay off of Fox News. You can get your stuff elsewhere. Valid Core over at YouTube points out Tucker isn't okay. He denied the Hunter laptop was worth covering till after the election. Denied election fraud by not reporting it. Lied about Sidney Powell. The Sidney Powell part I do agree with, but keep in mind, I mean, Hunter or Tucker was the one who was, we are talking about Tucker, right? I don't want to misquote. Tucker was the one who brought out Bobulinski. Yeah, it wasn't Tucker. So he was the one that he really was pushing the Hunter laptop. And this was back October 22nd, I believe. It's when he had and ended up doing two interviews. So I think that again, I think Tucker's okay. I do hope that when his contract runs out, he hops on with somebody else. I hope that he's made enough money and wants to take his audience elsewhere. I just won't watch Fox News. So Jeff the GK says, is this the first time that I've ever seen you not wearing a Hawaiian print shirt? You could tell, as I noted in the beginning, you could tell that that my wife is not here and hasn't been here for a while because, yes, I have actually gone through the entire gambit of Hawaiian print shirts, which is what I wear every single day of my life. They are all currently dirty. So, so yeah, had to bust out a sweater that was too small. Jordan Lambert asks, where else is this stream? So Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, we do put it up on Rumble as well after the fact. And once they get streaming, they will. We're checking out pilled.net. Just learned about it. Going to be checking it out. And of course, the main audience goes through the podcast, through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. You guys get to look at my face. I'm not going to put an adjective before it, but I will say this, that I like doing it live, not because of the video aspect of it, but because I do get to talk to you guys. When I just do before I would just do a recorded podcast, it just wasn't as fun. Okay. I like interacting. I'm disappointed that there aren't very many trolls today. There's usually just a line of trolls. And I thought with this conspiracy theory, they're just going to be coming at us. For all I know, you guys have already gone through the chat and just demolished them completely. Or maybe they know. You know, there's always that possibility that at some point they do know. You know, they're going to be clued in to this. Now, others will say, and I agree, that most Democrats already do know. They just don't care. And when I say I agree, I'll agree that most truly political Democrats, whether it's lawmakers or the pundits, they know. They look at this stuff. The majority of actual Democrats just don't know it all because all they know is that Joe Biden won and that there was no, you know, all the voter fraud has been shot down and that, you know, there's been 70 lawsuits that have all been shot down. They haven't had a single win. There's no evidence that all the evidence has been debunked. Okay. You know, when everything is debunked, that means that there's nothing that's true. And that's kind of where we are today. Justin Krangle says they must be sleeping. I don't know. Somebody open up the coffin. See if the vampires are there or not. Ooh, Carl converted a troll today. You know, it does happen. And I have had people, because I have opened DMs on Twitter, I have had people say, look, man, I'll never say this publicly, but I know there's voter fraud. And it does suck for you guys. Stuff like that. You know, I had one guy that I wouldn't say I've ever converted any of them, but I have had them acknowledge, look, you know, not all of us agree with what's going on. Yeah. I'm a Democrat. I voted for Biden. I hope Trump loses, but I hate the fact that we had to cheat to get there. And yes, I do believe that they cheated. These DMs I get all day. I won't say it publicly because they'll be canceled. You know, if one thing left is done, they have demonstrated how fast they will cancel anyone. And if anybody gets canceled, they're done. Okay. There is no coming back from a leftist social justice cancellation. They thrive on fear. What does Antifa do in their quote anti-fascist movement? They use direct violence and fascism to promote their understanding of the world. I mean, they don't get it, but they do, and they don't care. It's the easiest way to put it. Back to Dominion. So Dominion voting system, this wasn't the only major bombshell today. You know, the raid against SolarWinds Orion wasn't their only major bombshell. Again, the report today in Wisconsin demonstrates just how corrupt the system itself is. We're not just talking about the people, okay? It's one thing to say that a lot of people participated in voter fraud. It's a whole other thing to say that the system was designed specifically to allow for voter fraud. That's huge, folks. I'm sorry. You can slice it in 50 different ways, but there's no reason to have a system unless the idea is for it to be accurate and secure. And it seems as if that's exactly the opposite of what Dominion voting systems was designed to do. It's designed to not be accurate and to not be secure. Okay. And these people aren't dumb, and it's not like they have a lack of money. They did this on purpose. People always talk about, you know, one of the people getting arrested. I've always said, I don't care. Our focus is on the civil aspect of this, because we have to win the election. After the election is won, then let's send the Texas Rangers. Let's send, you know, the U.S. Marshals, Department of Justice, FBI. I don't care. Send the sheriffs, send the police officers, arrest them all. If they've done wrong, if they participate in voter fraud, yes, I do want to see people punished. But until we get this election won, that stuff can or cannot happen. I'm not worried about it. The only thing that I'm looking at from an arrest perspective is if they have enough evidence to be able to take somebody and flip them, get them to give more information. Now, if that's the case, yeah, I'd love, but I'm not very hopeful. I'm not hopeful. I know there's good FBI agents. I think that it was Sean Hannity who said often that the FBI is mostly good. There's only a handful of people. But then one of our other podcasters, Colonel Michael Scheuer, has said many times that that's not true, that most of them are corrupt in some way, referring even to agents, that the agency itself has corruption at its core. And we're not talking about corruption like they're dirty cops, you know, getting paid in heroin. Okay. We're talking about corruption as in, hey, we have political considerations. Don't touch that guy. Okay. I know you guys are looking at this one. Don't look at this one. Hey, this guy's getting out of hand. Got a little bit of a problem here. You know, one of our guys is concerned about him. Why don't we find something to arrest that guy for? That stuff does happen, and it's more rampant than we'd like to believe. But again, I'm not general. I wanted to be in the FBI at one point, so I shouldn't rip on it too hard. But back to the premise. We have SolarWinds, Orion. who likely, in my opinion, I know I said earlier, may or may not have. I don't think that was worded properly. I would say that there is a very strong likelihood that they do have Dominion Voting Systems data on their servers. Again, this is a company that's designed for secure transfer, but also designed for storage and for security purposes. That's why they're used by so many people, so many organizations. The Pentagon, the White House uses them. All five branches of the military use them because they're supposed to be the best. And Dominion Voting Systems use them. Now, if that data can be found because of the raid or because of a future raid, for all I know, on Orion, on SolarWinds Orion, then there is an opportunity and a possibility that we will see this being the smoking gun, this being the true bombshell. We look at all these bombshells, but at the end of the day, I don't remember who it was. I think it might have been Newt Gingrich who was saying it. Maybe, no. Was it Sidney Powell? Somebody was saying, either today or yesterday, that all of this ballots and counting and this, that, or the other, that's all good and fine, and that might end up working. But the and I've said this also, by the way, for the last month. I started saying it on November 6th. As a matter of fact, it was the first time I said the real smoking gun will be when they get the data from Dominion Voting Systems, because that's the part that can say, look, it's everywhere. Okay. There were votes. There were this many votes for Trump, this many votes for Biden. And then once Dominion went through their thing, it was like this. And we can demonstrate that with the data, with forensic analysis of the data, or with the actual data itself, which may, again, now be in the hands of the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, and the Texas Rangers. If that's the case, then what does that mean? That means that, all of the everything that we've been looking at so far, everything that we've been hoping for, will be fine. It'll still be useful. We still need to take care of voter fraud for next elections, for the January 5th election even. Okay? We have to have all this information. But the only thing that can actually compel, whether it is, again, the state legislators, the electors themselves, the Supreme Court, or Congress, Capitol Hill, those are the four entities that have the ability to change this to the proper results of the actual election, not the voter fraud version of the election. But they have to have something compelling. This could be it. What's the likelihood of this one? It's 20, 30, maybe 40%. It's good. It's not great. It's not 50-50. It's not 90%. But, 20, 30, 40, somewhere in that range. Why do I think it's even that high, though? Because, again, too many coincidences. Why would anybody hack the Department of Commerce and not hack the Pentagon if it's a state-run actor? Why would they go after Rolls Royce and all these other small companies? It's as if they were sending up a flare. They were lighting a fire. They're saying, hey guys, look over here. Okay. We hacked these guys. Now go check them out. Check them out. See what's here. You might find something Dominion. You might find something Dominion in the servers here. Might be useful. I don't know. You tell me. Okay. Was that God? Maybe. Was that Russians? Maybe. Was it Trump himself? Maybe. Was it Q? Who knows? Who knows? Who cares at this point? The only thing I care about is that if this is it, that this information does get out there and that President Trump does win and is vindicated. One more quick run over to the chat just to see. Gosh, so many. Apologies. I want to find it because I haven't been paying enough attention to the Periscopers. No, it's lots of Facebook. They need to interview Ruby Freeman. Definitely. Let's see. There's never been a more powerful force in human history than the capitalist system. Absolutely. And that doesn't mean that works in good or bad. The capitalist system could be what drove this. Okay. The capitalist system could be, it's like, hey, capitalism works great. Now let's destroy it. We'll collect it for ourselves, what we can. Okay. People say capitalism favors the rich. You want to know what favors the rich? Neo-Marxism favors the rich. Okay. You talk about income disparity. Check out Venezuela. They have a little bit of income disparity there. You know, but hey, look, the poor people do get to eat the literal leftovers from the garbage of the rich people. And so will we. You know, and a good question from Mark Manio. Somebody in the chat answer this, because I've been trying to keep up with everything, but then, you know, it has been going. Did Trump win or lose in the Wisconsin Supreme Court today? That is a good question. I was very hopeful about that one until I actually watched the justices. They were technically supposed to be four, you know, slightly right-leaning, four justices in favor of, you know, more conservative, I guess, with one true conservative, and then three that were progressives. So I thought there was some hope, but watching it, it's like, wow, they're all just so hateful. Trump's lawsuit was ruled against, according to Charlene Marquette. Trump's lawsuit was ruled against, but another lawsuit was confirmed regarding mail-in ballots and not being confined to home due to COVID. The voters who voted to mail in due to COVID will not be counted because of Wisconsin election law. Interesting, interesting. Let's see. What else do we got here? Wow. Some interesting stuff. That thing, the thing is that Biden win has no, was no surprise. He was ahead in the polls all along. Was he though? Need we point out to 2016? Has everybody forgot about Germany? I'm sure they got information off those servers. Yes, but where is it? You know, we're going on a month, 3 weeks now. Where is it? If it's there, great. I'll be happy to see it, or have somebody else who's more important than me see it. That's great. But in the meantime, I'm not going to worry about the German servers. We'll never ever go Marxist in this country. Ain't going to happen. I agree. But that doesn't mean we don't need to fight for it. We have to fight because they're going to be pushing it. The allure of neo-Marxism, especially among the young, is very strong. Okay. It really is. And when you look at it from the perspective of, you know, I guess from an emotional perspective, when you exist, as so many young people do, in what they perceive to be a post-truth society, one in which truth is personal and absolute, which doesn't make any sense, but this is why. How can truth be personal and absolute? It's because your personal truth is supposed to be the absolute truth. If you say, you know, if I were to say, guys, I am a woman, then in the post-truth society, you can't argue with me. You can't say, no, you're not a woman. If I were to say, hey, you know, the clump of cells in my girlfriend's womb is just, you know, an appendage, or, you know, and it can be killed or eliminated all the way through to the end, then that's my personal truth. And who are you to tell me otherwise? That's kind of the direction they're heading. And unfortunately, that means that we do have to continue to fight. We can't trust, you know, in the 80s, 90s, we could use logic and say, hey, guys, so socialism sucks and communism sucks. And this whole neo-Marxist vision sucks even worse because it combines the worst aspects of it and throws in some social justice warrioring and the destruction of religion. So, hey, it's terrible. We should be able to see that very clearly. But so many people do not. We cannot assume that at all. So I will take questions here to wrap it up. I will go down to the bottom. If you've already asked questions before and I didn't get to them, go ahead and ask them right now. And we will answer those questions. And no questions about my sweater. I've already explained it twice. Yes, it's ugly. It is. I do know that. Is fascism at play in this? No. We're not looking at fascism. Okay, I know that it's a component. We can look at the Antifa and say that they're participating with fascism, but is fascism going to be the end result of this? No. There's a very, and I don't want to get too much into political theory, but neo-Marxism, which is, again, what they're pushing for, takes a path through anarcho-communism to get to destruction that can yield neo-Marxism. Fascism is a personal thing. It's not part of the government's aspect of it. They will get into authoritarianism and totalitarianism to get to their end goal, which is globalism in a neo-Marxist society. But they will bypass fascism because it's too easy to say, oh, no, that's bad. Okay. They try to make everything look good in a weird sort of way. Some are saying dueling electors are uncertifiable and moot. Thoughts? Okay, that's what they thought in 1960. That's from Sage Antone in on YouTube. That's what they said in 1960 in Hawaii. It was the secondary, the backup, the alternate electors that after the investigations and the vote recounts, the secondary electors were the ones that were accepted. So, you know, having these alternate electors, meaningless if we don't prove that there was voter fraud. All this says is that this is a remedy. That's what the alternate electors are. They're just a remedy for, okay, so Joe Biden won this state, you know, so we got his electors. Oh, wait, no, wait, he didn't win. Look, here's this bombshell data. And Supreme Court says, yep, that's bombshell. So I guess, you know, this election is null and void. No, wait. We have alternate electors that go with the righteous end result of the vote, so we can send them. You don't have to discount everything. That's the point of the alternate electors. So hope that answers that question. Okay, going too fast. If Pence counts the votes, can he refuse to certify ones that he feels are part of fraud? Will he be able to detect fraud? So yes and no, or yes, no, he won't. Okay. If it comes down, if Pence does have the power, he will not do it. Because the country that would yield from that would be, I mean, it would be total anarchy. They would not be, we would have fascism. We wouldn't have to, because the uprising as a result of an election that would at that point be, we have to prove not just to the court of law, not just to the Supreme Court, not just to electors or state legislators or Capitol Hill. We have to prove to the American people. We have to prove through mainstream media and through alternative media and through big tech and small tech and everything else. We have to not just get President Trump to win, but we also have to be able to do it in a way where there will not be a literal revolution in the United States, where there won't be a true civil war, because that will happen if you have, you know, we exhaust all of our options and then Pence says no. So could it be done? Yes. Will it be done? Absolutely not. See, Mark Menile on Facebook's, I hope I pronounced your name right, says 0.0008 ballot error rate allowed and 68.05 error rate detected in Antrim County, Michigan. That's big news. Don't you think it's huge news? So basically the software, the voting machines were trained to allow for voter fraud. And that's what the, you know, there's a great write-up over at, I'm not sure, was it the Gateway Pundit? 100% Fed Up. One of them has a great write-up. National File had a great write-up on the Dominion Voting Systems, the Michigan report there. And it was, it's really good. Really good stuff. Check that out. Let's see here. Sorry, I'm going to try to slow it down by going, instead of letting it move, let me go back up to the top. Let's see here. Okay. As of today, do we not already have a contested election? Yes. So that's Simone in Periscope. Yes, we do. We do. You know, today, it's funny because today was a lot, there was a lot of symbolism. There's only one constitutional date that there's two if you can count election day, which happens the Tuesday after the first Monday of the month of November. The only other constitutional date is inauguration day. This is when it is truly finalized. Everything else goes through Section 3 of the U.S. Code. So constitutionally speaking, you know, we have that date. Everything else is symbolic. Everything else is protocol. It's tradition in many ways, which is funny because you have progressives leaning on tradition to verify their scam candidate, but or whatever president-elect. Everything's it's always symbolic until it's best in their favor, and then it's ironclad, right? Well, no, it is symbolic, and so we've had a contested election from ever since the 4th, okay, 4th of November. We've had a contested election. Today, the electors going there made it official, and it did, like, again, as I said earlier, it did offer a remedy, so that if the electors are tossed, that there is alternate electors available versus just saying there will be no electors. And that's important. I want people to understand that. So there's a big difference between sending our electors and sending no electors. Okay, let's say, well, for example, let's say Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, for easy math, we use Pennsylvania as the example. Pennsylvania has 20 electors. If Pennsylvania, currently there's 538 electors, so that's why you need 270. Everybody knows the magic number of 270 electors to win the election, right? If Pennsylvania does not send electors at all, let's say Supreme Court steps in, state legislators step in, Capitol Hill says no, maybe the electors just refuse to go. Some bombshell says that the vote was fraudulent, and they decide, somebody makes it clear that they're just not going to send electors at all, zero. Well, that changes the math. Instead of 538 electors, now there's 518 total electors. Okay, they're not included anymore. If you send no electors, they're not included, which means that now the winner needs 260. When you change the denominator, you also change the numerator. You need 50% plus one. So that's why it's important that we have the alternates there. Because, again, they'll be able to say, stop, we do have a remedy. Remember that word, folks. We have a remedy. These electors, these alternate electors, are the remedy. Just as we have with the precedent in 1960, we have the remedy. Send these electors that way. They can vote for President Trump, and we can still win this. It's easy. It basically just makes it easier. If states don't send, does that mean that we're toast? No. You know, it just means that we have to get more. We have to, it changes the math, basically. Let's see. I wish I use Restream. I wish they had a better way to scroll through the chat. Do you think Trump still has a chance? Lawrence Rodriguez asked if Trump has a chance. I still put him at 85 or 90%. Again, because we have the truth on our side and we have still time. I know that every piece of information that you've heard through mainstream media, through big tech, through your friends, through your buddies, through your relatives, they're all saying it's too late. There's no chance. It's done. It's over. Supreme Court can't do anything. Nobody can do anything. That's wrong. Those are all lies. We have until the 20th. If you want to say we have until January 6th, fine. Stick with that. That's a good, nice number that still gives us time. I think things will happen before January 6th. But if January 6th comes and goes, well, still nothing has happened, then the deadline is January 20th, which is, again, where we put the constitutional deadline. January 6th is when the electors are counted by Congress. But what if they don't? What if they can't? At that point, if we can have something done before then it goes to a truly contested election, which is determined by the House of Representatives picks the president, and the Senate picks the vice president. So in that scenario, we still end up winning because, again, with the House picking, they don't, even though the Democrats have control of the House by sheer volume, they send one elector, the delegations select one elector. So whoever has the majority gets to pick the elector. And there are more Republican controlled states than there are Democrat controlled states. So we still win that one. I don't want it to come to that. I would much rather, again, let's go with the whole concept of let's just prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, I've said for a long time that in civil suits, you know, people confuse civil suits with criminal suits. And in criminal cases, the burden of proof is on the prosecution, and they must be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. That is how you prosecute somebody. This is not a prosecution yet. It probably, hopefully will be. At some point, people will get prosecuted. But for right now, we're focused on the civil suit. In a civil suit, the burden of proof is on both sides. Okay? It is on both sides. And it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a preponderance of evidence. In other words, whoever has the best and most evidence is the winner in a civil suit. Now, that I've stuck with that as the talking point that we should be remembering and thinking about as to why these civil suits should work. The problem is this. One thing that, it's not that I didn't take into account, I didn't want to concern people, but because of the weight of these civil suits, we do need more than a preponderance. I'm not saying we need it beyond a reasonable doubt, but it needs to be pretty darn shocking it needs to be pretty massive. We need big, huge evidence, which is why this whole Solar Winds Orion, this whole Dominion thing, to me, is the potential smoking gun. And that's why we're doing the show today. So when people ask, do you think Trump still has a chance to win? Yes, I do. We have the truth. We have time. Okay? A lot of people will lose hope. And I'm hopeful that, again, just like Gideon in Judges chapter 6 through 8, that just like Gideon, we will be able to demonstrate that this was a divine victory. That would be nice. I think we could use a little bit of that right now. Will media ever cover honestly? Not sure what else needs to be brought to light. So Simone's got a point there. And I made the same point earlier. We have already demonstrated beyond a reasonable doubt, in my opinion, in a lot of people's opinion. We're convinced, okay? It's not like, it looks like there's probably voter fraud. We're like, no, there was voter fraud. It was massive. It changed the results of the election, period. We know this. We've looked at it. Most people have not, because mainstream media won't show it. Does mainstream media know? Yeah, most of them do. Some of them are sticking their heads in the sand. Others are just reading copy off of a teleprompter. They are clueless. But those who do know, okay? They do know. So the question is, will media ever cover honestly? No, which is why we need a shift. You know, will Twitter ever be fair? No, which is why we need to get off of it as soon as possible. I'm not suggesting get off of it today. Wean yourself off of it. Start using Parler. You know, should we be getting off YouTube? Yeah, eventually. We're still going to be using YouTube. By golly, we're definitely going to be pushing Rumble. It's more fair, more free speech. Are we promoting, you know, mainstream media? No, we're staying off of it. Thankfully, there are plenty of alternatives, hundreds, thousands of viable alternatives to mainstream media. Read your news. Go to the Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, all the various decent ones. Find your favorite small ones. Go to thelibertydaily.com, Citizen Free Press, Revolver.news, Populist.press. All these places have incredible news. Okay? I talk to Matthew Burke over at the Liberty Daily almost every day. And, you know, the dude's a patriot. So, and you can definitely get a lot of news there. Monkey Works. Yes, I do watch Monkey Works. Good stuff there. But I didn't see a question about him. So the answer is yes, Monkey Works. Yeah, good stuff there. Let's see. Keep going. How to had to argue. Sorry, it's moving too fast. You're right, Mitch. Nope, those are people talking amongst themselves. Good. Any more questions for me? What about them keeping alternate electors out of the session in Michigan? So I talked to David, the dude, Dudenhofer, who he ran against Rashida Tlaib in Michigan. And yes, so they didn't get to vote. But again, folks, this was ceremonial. Everything today was ceremony. That's it. Electors were sent. They are prepared. And if Michigan is challenged, Michigan is officially contested. And if a court, or again, anybody, state legislators, court, whoever, wants to say that Michigan electors are null and void, then those Michigan electors, the Republican electors, can raise their hand and say, nope, we were there. We are the remedy. Remember that word, remedy. We are the remedy. They didn't have to officially, oh my gosh, you know, sign this in triplicate and you know, put your thumbprint and use this quill on this parchment, you know. We have electors, okay? They're contesting the election. We have them on record. Is it official? Maybe, maybe not. Who cares? It doesn't matter. If Michigan is demonstrated that the voter fraud there was massive, which it was, and if whatever the court or the legislators or Capitol Hill or whoever says that Joe Biden did not win, then we have people ready to go who will be able to run up to Capitol Hill on January 6th and say, hey, we're the Michigan electors. No, you don't see us on the list. Don't worry. We're them. You know, call Justice Alito. He'll tell you. Okay. Call whoever. Yeah, call somebody. They'll tell you. Call J.D. Rucker. He affirms it. Call the dude, Dudenhofer. He'll tell you. So, yeah, it sucks because, again, a lot of the reasons we do this is to make sure people understand what's going on. Because, you know, there's so much good and so much bad that's happening all at the same time. It's flying at us. It's flying at us at a million miles per hour, as it should. This is a long one. I hope this is a question from Dave Connolly on Facebook. President knows What's going on? He's in total control. Okay, so it's good so far. He's in total control. He had to let this all play out. He's letting them commit treason on the grandest scale ever seen in the country. I wholeheartedly agree. High treason. Listen to Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. I'll be uploading that podcast here shortly, and we'll be playing the video here on whatever channel you're reading, probably 30 minutes to an hour after I'm done. We'll get that uploaded. It was very interesting on two mics. He did say this is high treason. He was very clear about that, high treason, and the president should invoke his 2018 executive order for foreign interference in our elections. Insurrection Act and all that good stuff. Martial law, man, those guys are on fire. Okay, so, but that's later. Go, stay tuned. Let's see, let me keep reading this one. Hold on. Let me click on it. Okay, there we go. Can't see my lovely mouth, but that's okay. It says Trump knew they were going to cheat. He knew since 2018. And before, he set them all up. Nothing matters until January 20th. I don't care how many speeches Joe Biden makes in front of nobody, 4,000 people, about being elected by the Electoral College. The American people are seeing this all play out in real time. Donald Trump and, sorry, it's really hard to maneuver through the chats on here. I don't think there was a question, but a very good comment from Dave Connolly. Good stuff. Okay, I'm not going to look at that one. Let's see. I'm going to have to cut this short here, guys, because I'm having trouble keeping up with all these. Emergency Order 13848, signed 11-12-2020. Yes, Mr. Schaefer, you are correct. Let's see. Keep scrolling. How do you explain? Just too much. I need to get better at this. I need to get a producer. If any of you guys are good at producing and can just throw the questions at me, or heck, I'll produce and you guys do the on-air talent. I don't care, as long as we're all talking the truth. That's all that matters to me. So, oopsie. When will Trump address the nation? 15th or Friday the 18th? Good question. No idea. No clue. Congressman Mo Brooks is challenging both Pennsylvania and Georgia and stated so publicly. Yes. There's lots of challenges. I forgot her name. You want to know ahead of time, rising star. I don't know her name, but somebody who's going to be, in my opinion, huge in Arizona. She was a congresswoman. She just got elected to the state Senate. Darn it. Don't remember her name. She's a rock star. They just filed. They got a total of 22 state legislators, as well as 8 legislator elects, and signed the paper basically saying, do not a joint resolution to send to Congress to Capitol Hill saying do not accept the Biden electors, basically. And it was really good. Really good stuff. Let's see. Bo Elsa, my buddy Bo. Bo likes to come on here. 85 to 90, still Bo. You know that. I'll change that when things get bad, which they've just been getting better and better and better and better. Let's see. Do you think the EO from 2018 could have been a trap? I'm not big on this whole precognitive, let's nail them. We know they're going to do this. Let's nail them with that. No, I don't think so. It's more, hey, there's probably going to be fraud. Here's how you fix it, more along the lines. But to say it's a trap, I think if anything, it would be a deterrent more than anything else. Maureen Anderson asks, Sidney Powell, what is she doing? She is doing a lot of interviews. Sorry. Yeah, she's doing a lot of interviews, but she's also doing a whole ton of, she's got the lawsuits that are filing. Keep in mind, one thing that she has that others do not, she has 4 currently in the works, working their way up through appeals to get to the Supreme Court. One thing that she has that, say, for example, Texas did not have is that she has very clear standing. She is representing electors. And when you're representing electors, they have been aggrieved. Okay, the whole idea of standing is to make sure that you have an aggrieved party, and they are definitely aggrieved. Okay, so she will not have a problem getting standing, in my humble opinion. And am I a Supreme Court justice? No, not yet. Am I an attorney? No, not yet. Am I a doctor like Dr. Jill Biden? No, not even that. Yeah, I'm just a guy. But I'm just a guy that reads a lot. And based on what I've seen and listening to what I listen to, I've been able to determine that she should be fine in standing. Now, how strong are her cases? All depends. We need more information about Dominion. Dominion's the key to all of this, folks. Okay, Dominion is it. Dominion, if they get that data, maybe they already got that data today in the raid. Maybe the Texas Rangers are sitting there guarding it from those FBI agents who are like, hey, let me just stick this thumb drive in there real quick. You know, just don't mind me. It's nothing bad. Let me just stick a thumb drive in. No. Stand back, son. Your little 32 is nothing for my 45. Jerry Ross. Oh, thank you. You're very knowledgeable. I don't know about that. And appreciate your information. Thank you so much. No, definitely not Martha McSally. Carl asked. No, it's not Martha McSally. This is, son of a gun, you're going to make me look it up. She was in the state legislature. She was just went from Congress. She was in state Congress. She's just moved over. She won her election for state senator. She's a rock star. I'll remember her tomorrow. She just look for, I probably retweeted her. Go to twitter.com/JD Rucker and you can probably find her. No, she's really good. And she is a constitutional conservative. She goes against Democrats. She goes against rhinos. She wants what we want. And she's fighting like hell to get there. Are they going to investigate the other state machines like Michigan? You know, it's so, a lot of that's a beautiful question from Julie on Facebook, because they should now, you know, this data they've gotten from Michigan means that, you know, if you don't, it's like, are you part of the problem? Well, the Michigan report did, and this is why they tried so adamantly. The Secretary of State and the Attorney General of the state fought hard to not have it released, even though a judge ordered a release last week. Within 48 hours, they fought and fought and fought and fought and fought. Why? Because it's a smoking gun. Okay, it's huge. So with that information, other states should be like, yeah, this is pretty bad, and it doesn't seem like it's isolated to just Michigan. We should probably check it out. So, yeah, I hope they do. I hope they do. Let's see. Are the servers that were supposedly confiscated in Germany a false report? I don't think so. I don't think they're false. I just don't know. You know, there's conflicting reports across the board on all of that. Was it the CIA going after the Army? The Army going after the CIA? Was the FBI involved? Was this had anything to do with Dominion? Was Dominion involved at all? It's like, until I see something, it's off my radar. I was excited when it happened. I didn't report on it because I was like, this looks like a lot of maybe, maybe not. I'll wait until there's something more concrete. So far, there hasn't been anything concrete. So that's why we haven't reported on it or talked about it. Let's see. What happens if Biden is charged or proven to be involved in his son's endeavors? Oh, good question from Daryl Borgford on Facebook. Is he forced to drop as a candidate? No. So, is it likely that he would? Yeah, but I mean, it's... Yeah, so there's no the restrictions on, you know, politicians are no different than the restrictions on any other job when it comes to, you know, that you have certain restrictions such as, you know, you have to be over 35, you have to be a United States citizen, okay? You can't have dual citizenship, you have to, you know, yeah, yada yada yada. There are a lot of restrictions, but criminal past is not one of them. So if, you know, there's precedent about, you know, crimes committed by a sitting president, but there's nothing that demonstrates that, you know, there's been no precedent of, hey, here's a person who's being elected to president who has now been demonstrated to commit a crime. Does that mean they can't be investigated? No, they can be. Okay, there's no precedent that says that they cannot be investigated. And if it were to be serious and credible, then, you know, if charges were filed, then yeah, I think that he would very very strongly, very realistically step down, in which case Kamala Harris would be the most likely pick. But that's not necessarily the case, because since he was on the ballot, it's very possible that she could remain as vice president and they could try to insert somebody else. I don't even want to go down there, because what you're describing would mean that there would have to be a very rapid case built against him before the January 20th. And there's not going to be, okay? It just won't be. It can't be built that fast. They've had the server since 2019. I'm sorry, the laptop since 2019. We didn't find out about it until very recently. So asking the Department of Justice to work quickly to try to stop the guy that apparently they want in the White House, it's not going to happen. Let's see. Couple more questions. The judge did allow a few key pieces to be suppressed in the forensic audit, though. I wonder what that was. Good question. Probably personal stuff, unfortunately. I hope that's what it is. Let's see. Lots of bickering. Not that there's anything wrong. It's good that you guys are conversing, because that's how the truth gets out. Where do you think Gina Hastel is? I don't care. She's somewhere hidden. Okay. I know there have been reports that she's sick, reports that she's dead, reports that she's in hiding, that she's already been arrested, that she's in Gitmo, all sorts of reports. I don't care. Okay. Referring to the director of the CIA, for those who aren't aware, the director of the CIA, whose job, assuming President Trump is reelected, I would say that she would be, along with Christopher Wray, will be the first two people to fire. Now that William Barr has fired himself, essentially. So yeah, I don't care where she is. She's hiding with Elvis. Okay. Ooh, got an Aussie. It's an Aussie among us. What do we do? I was about to make a comment about how she's probably in New Zealand. And so Darren Pratt says, good day from Australia. If you let this election fraud get away from investigation, you will never have a fair election in the future. We will never have a country in the very near future. Okay. Even if they won fair and square, if they were able to get control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, then yes, there would be no future fair election, because we would see Puerto Rico become a state. Washington, D.C. would become a state. We would see illegal immigrants given the ability to vote. Okay. 16-year-olds in some states would be allowed to vote. All these things would happen within 2 years. It would happen very quickly before the 2022 election, so that they could solidify permanent rule for the Democrat Party. Fun times, guys. Fun times. That's why we keep fighting. Can Edmund Snowden be pardoned and fix this? So Edward Snowden can be pardoned. There's reports. Matt Gaetz said that he is going to be, that President Trump is listening, is what he said. Should he be pardoned? I strongly believe so. Will that do anything? No. It's just to wrangle the deep state. That's it. It'll just make people annoyed. He won't be able to fix or save anything. Ooh, Connie Coleman. See, now I hadn't heard this. Connie Coleman says, I care. Is mean Connie. I care where Gina Hastel is. Word is, she is singing like a bird. Gosh, I sure hope so. I had not heard that. I find it hard to believe, because again, she is a deep state plant for sure. But maybe she is. Maybe they got something on her. That'd be interesting. That would be interesting. Yeah. What's your opinion on the odds, Mike Pence? Those all the dueling electors. Again, none. I don't think that's a possibility. Again, if it comes to that point, then we're not going to have a nation anyway. We have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. We have to prove above and beyond, not so much beyond a reasonable doubt, but above and beyond 50-50 split of evidence. A preponderance of evidence. We have to prove beyond that that there was voter fraud. It has to be clear. It has to be so loud, so egregious, so obvious, so above reproach that even mainstream media and big tech cannot cover it up. A lot of us will say we've already seen bunches of that. True. We need something even bigger. Okay. We need the big gun. And we need God's will to make it happen, which is, again, why I go back to, look, the company that handles files, file transferring and security for Dominion voting systems was raided today after inexplicable state-run hacks on various large and prominent but not crucial government agencies and private companies, such as the Department of Commerce, Department of Treasury, in what appears to be, at least to me, what appears to be a signal that says, look at SolarWinds Orion, guys. That's where the key is. Nobody's been talking about SolarWinds Orion until today. And guess what, guys? They could have had the data from Dominion voting systems the entire time. Is this a benevolent God, a benevolent Vladimir Putin, Trump playing 16D chess? I don't know, and I don't care, as long as the end result is that a righteous and proper vote count is established and that this election is corrected. That's all that matters to me. That's not all that matters. My kids matter. My wife matters. You guys matter. You know, all lives matter. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless. Uh-huh.